The epistle for Palm Sunday is taken from Paul's epistle to the Philippians, chapter 2. Brethren, let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus, who, being in the form of God, thought it not robbery to be equal with God, but abased himself, taking the form of a servant, being made to the likeness of man, and in habit found as a man. He humbled himself, becoming obedient unto death, even the death of the cross. Wherefore, God also hath exalted him, and hath given him a name which is above every name, that in the name of Jesus every knee should bow, of those that are in heaven, on earth, and under the earth, and that every tongue should confess that the Lord Jesus Christ is in the glory of God the Father. And the Holy Gospel is taken from St. Matthew chapter 21. At that time when Jesus drew nigh to Jerusalem and was come to Bethpage unto Mount Olivet, Then he sent two disciples, saying to them, Go ye into the village that is over against you, and immediately you will find a donkey tied and a colt with her. Loose them and bring them to me. And if any man shall say anything to you, say ye that the Lord hath need of them, and forthwith he will let them go. Now all this was done, that the word might be fulfilled, which was spoken by the prophet, saying, Tell ye the daughter of Sion, Behold, thy king cometh to thee, meek, and sitting upon a donkey, and a colt, the foal of her that is used to the yoke. And the disciples going did as Jesus commanded them. And they brought the donkey and the colt, and laid their garments upon them, and made him sit thereon. And a very great multitude spread their garments in the way, and others cut down boughs from the trees, and strewed them in the way. And the multitudes that went before and that followed cried, saying, Hosanna to the Son of David! Blessed is he that cometh in the name of the Lord. Thus far the words of today's Holy Gospel. And the multitudes that went before and that followed cried, saying, Hosanna to the Son of David! Blessed is he that cometh in the name of the Lord! Hosanna in the highest! Words taken from today's Gospel. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. My dear friends, both joy and sadness are experienced in today's ceremonies of Palm Sunday. This joy is expressed in the blessing of the palms and then the procession. In chanting the five prayers during the blessing of palms, the church asks God specifically for health of mind and body. For those who keep the palms in their homes. Since the palms have already been blessed, they are now sacramentals and should be treated with respect and kept in a place in the home, such as upon our crucifixes or behind a picture. And it is on account of their being sacramentals that upon receiving the blessed palm, that you first kiss the palm and then the hand of the priest. Then follows the procession, wherein again we experience the joy of those who first were privileged to proclaim Christ their King on that first Palm Sunday. For on that Palm Sunday, Christ wished, it was his desire to manifest to all the people his royal power and magnificence. And thus our Lord's own chosen people on that great day worshiped him with palms in their hands, loudly singing out, "Hosanna to the Son of David. Blessed is he that cometh in the name of the Lord." And as he rode along, great crowds of people went along with him. Some threw their cloaks on the road. Others cut branches from the trees, and they spread them in his path. Thousands, possibly tens of thousands, joined in that first procession. For a multitude of the Jews had come from all over Jerusalem to celebrate the feast of the Passover. And so you can imagine these vast crowds holding their palms in their hands, loudly and finally proclaiming our Lord as their King. And the crowd, as they followed with their joyous strains, is something that we should revive within us on this procession this morning. To try to share in the same joyous strains which were theirs, and which are more rightly and properly ours. When the procession returns this morning to the church, we will find the doors locked, and we will thus be barred entering into the church. And this reminds us at this point in time of the souls who were barred from heaven due to the original sin of our first parents. The choir at that point will then alternately sing the tones of the beautiful hymn, the Gloria Laus. Part of the choir will be within the church, and the other part of the choir will be without. The choir within the church represents the church triumphant. The choir within the church represents those souls who are at this moment looking down upon us from heaven. Those who have already gone through this valley of tears will be represented by the choir within the church. While the choir outside the chapel signifies the church militant, you and I, we who are still, St. Paul says, fighting the good fight, striving for the victory for heaven. And so we will be represented by the choir outside the chapel. The locked doors, of course, represent the gates of heaven. And just as it was by the cross that Christ opened the gates of heaven, so too is it that the subdeacon, the cross-bearer, will strike with the processional cross the gates of heaven, or the doors of the church, thereby opening and allowing entrance into the church. And as we enter the church or heaven, Mass will begin. At this point in the ceremony, there is the transition from the joyous aspect into the sadness of the liturgy, whereby the chants and the lessons of the Mass relate exclusively to the sorrowful memory of our Redeemer's Passion. For we see during the Mass how the very same people who loudly sing out, "Hosanna to the Son of David, blessed is he that cometh in the name of the Lord," within 6 days clamored for his precious blood. In only 6 days, the Jewish people went from praising our Lord to demanding his death. And we can only imagine how much this must have grieved our Lord's sacred heart. He who had many, many times raised the dead, cured the lame, cured the blind, helped his people, taught them the truths about himself, and then was able to finally see his people acclaim him as their king, their God. But how short it was, because in just a few days, the very same people now turned against him, shouting, "Crucify him, crucify him." My dear friends, this Holy Week, we have the opportunity to stand with our Lord, to stand with those who will remain with him in the garden and throughout his passion, to be with Jesus as he sweats his precious blood for our redemption. And during this Holy Week, may we be found among his faithful followers who do not turn against him, but rather remain with him as the angel of the agony knelt with him in the garden. Let us this week join our prayers with our sorrowful mother who remained with him in her immaculate heart, in her thoughts, as he endured his scourging, to offer up our mental and spiritual anguish as we consider the crown of thorns piercing his sacred head, to make reparation for our sins, to carry our cross with our Lord, to follow him all the way to Calvary this week. And may we be found standing at the side of our Blessed Mother Mary, St. John, St. Mary Magdalene, and the other holy women, to watch and to pray. This Thursday is Holy Thursday, and it is the time where we can do this most appropriately at the altar of repose. Do be sure to sign up for at least 1 hour of adoration. Our Lord will be waiting for us throughout the day, throughout the night, until the morning of Good Friday, waiting for us, hoping for our visit. And as you kneel at the altar of repose, while in the presence of the Sacred Heart of Jesus, acknowledge him as your King, as did his people today, and remain with him to tell him you love him, tell him you are grateful for every last drop of precious blood that he spilled for us. And then we will be able to make up for that which is wanting, as St. Paul says. And as our Lord says, "My heart hath expected reproach and misery, and I looked for one that would comfort me, but I found none." May we, my dear friends, be there with him to comfort our Lord in the Blessed Sacrament, that we may then afterwards let out our hearts with a cry, Hosanna to the Son of David. Blessed is he that cometh in the name of the Lord. God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.